to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. You know, everyone you know goes through tough times, don't they? There's nobody on earth who just has an easy sail through life. You might feel like that about some people you know, but the reality is, whether or not you see it, there are stresses and pressures and difficulties in everyone's life. Some people's lives are tougher and harder than others. But every one of us needs to learn how to trust God in the midst of the turmoil of our lives. We saw yesterday in the Bible in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 the many difficult experiences the Apostle Paul went through. But in chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul shares a much deeper, more personal experience of coming to trust God in the midst of turmoil. In the beginning of chapter 12, Paul shares about this incredible spiritual experience he had of revelation from God about things that he's not even allowed to write about. He can't write about them. They're so incredible. And he says in verse 7, "And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, to keep me from becoming too proud, there was given me a thorn in the flesh." Some kind of physical problem that Paul had. "A messenger of Satan to buffet me, to keep me from exalting myself. And concerning this, I begged the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me." Now, Paul had prayed for other people with physical problems before and seen God heal them. And so here he comes to God with this struggle he's having. 3 times he begs God to take it away. This is what he says. "God said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness.'" You see what God was saying to Paul? "I'm going to leave that physical struggle in your life because it's going to keep you from becoming a proud person because of how I have dealt with you, what I've revealed to you, these experiences that you've had, these spiritual experiences. I don't want you to get proud, Paul, because if you get proud, you think you're something hot, then you're not useful to me anymore. I can only use people who know that they are weak and I am strong." And here's Paul's response to that. "Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am well content with weaknesses, with insults, with distresses, with persecutions, with difficulties for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." What about you in your life? Are you experiencing weaknesses, some kind of physical struggle? What about insults? Are people treating you badly? Distresses? Is there something distressing you in your life right now? Persecutions? Difficulties? Paul says, "I'm well content with these things because when I'm weak, then I'm strong." That is, Paul says, God is using these things in my life to keep me from becoming proud, to keep me dependent on him for his strength to go through them. And when I'm dependent on him and recognizing that I am deeply in need of God, then I become useful to God on a much bigger scale, and God is able to use me in other people's lives. So I'll put up with these things as long as they make me useful to God. I wonder, how do you think God might want to show his strength in your situation? How does he want to work in your heart and life through the struggles you're facing now? Learn to trust him. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.